קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ג' מאמר אמונה ב'. רבי טרפון אומר, היום קצר והמלאכה מרובה, והפועלים עצלים והשכר הרבה ובעל הבית דוחק. פירוש, בזמן שהאדם מאמין שיש בעל הבית, שאין חס ושלום בירה בלי מנהיג, וכשיש לו הכרה מלאה שיש בעל הבית, אזי הוא מרגיש את הדחק, כמו אם אדם נמצא בבית סתום שאין אוויר.
And when he has full awareness that there is a landlord, then he feels the pressure. Similarly, as if a person is in a blocked house where there is no air, then he feels the pressure and does all he can, up to devotion and risking oneself in order to attain air. Because he says, if I won't get the air, anyway, I'll be dead. Similarly, if a person believes that there is a landlord to the world, then he feels the pressure to attain the air of sanctity. Because otherwise he sees that he's dead, and he does all that he can in order to attain the air of sanctity. It follows that it is only the landlord that is pressing. That is, the fact that he believes that there is a landlord, that causes him to feel the pressure and the need for air of holiness. Then he sees that the day is short, and the work is plentiful, and the workers are lazy. And he also sees that the pay is plentiful, meaning what a wondrous pleasure it is to cleave unto him more than all the pleasures of this world. And he feels that besides the fact that the pleasure is so great, without it, one cannot live. Until the Creator awakens for a person, we cannot live, because we by ourselves are matter that has no spirit of life. No spirit of life. Therefore, we are the created beings, meaning the ones who are operated. After the Creator awakens a person, then that person begins to see, as Rabbi Tarfon says, that the work is plentiful and the workers are lazy and the pay is plentiful and the landlord is pressing. Then one begins to work. And here already enters the free choice. After, as it says in the introduction to Tess, and also in another place in the Mishnah, that the Creator places man's hand on a good fortune and says, take it. So first there is the action of the Creator. And then there is the continuation that is demanded on the side of man to take it, meaning to organize the environment, the study, so that every day he'll have some allotted times in both in time and in force, that even though one might be very busy in all of his engagements, even in dissemination, nonetheless it is forbidden for a person to stop his connection with the sources. And he has to be connected to them. Then he'll be able to see the blessing, that even though the work is plentiful and the landlord is pressuring him, pressing, however, the reward is also plentiful, it's great, and we have to prepare the vessels. All of this requires of a man to divide up his time into several things. In our case, it is to ordinary life versus the study and dissemination, and we have to constantly pay attention to all three. All three. not to forget, and not to run away from one to another and completely forget one of them. That's not good. That is already not the middle line. So it may not be equal, but a person should nonetheless hold all three to some extent. As it says there, in other words, how much to the Mishnah, how much to the Gemara, how much to the Mikra, etc. Maybe we need to pay attention to that in our work, that even though we are performing some activity, we must not forget about the fact that there is a study, and there is no justification to not come to the lessons because we are performing some action. As it says, if you leave me for one day, I shall leave you for 2 days. So it's dangerous. And the fact that I see what I see, that's not good. In spite of everything, one's reward will end up being one's loss. That's what I believe. Well, let's begin. So, today we have the groups of Rehovot, Rishon, Ra'anana, the evening group, the young group, and the Petach Tikva group. 32 of our men working in the building. Yes.